1920s. They called it the Jazz Age, but it was crazier than any of the razzmatazz that Jelly Roll Morton or Bix Beiderbecker produced. By 1929, when the bloated stock exchange on Wall Street so spectacularly crashed, the world had already turned itself upside down and inside out several times over. In the United States, Prohibition had created more drunks and more gangsters than legal drinking ever did. In Germany, people decorated their rooms with banknotes. It was cheaper than using wallpaper. After the horror and slaughter of World War I, few anywhere believed life could return to pre-war normality. As the decade unfolded, the general strike, birth control, the Charleston, the radio, and Rudolph Valentino made sure it couldn't. In the arts, Isadora Duncan unchained the spirit of dance. Surrealism and Dadaism flourished by rejecting established principles. And James Joyce became famous by rejecting established punctuation. Evelyn Waugh amused. D.H. Lawrence shocked. It was the era of George Gershwin, Irving Berlin, Igor Stravinsky, Arnold Schoenberg, the lively flapper, the naughty new woman, and it was the only time in history when it was smart to play the ukulele.